City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We got a packed house for you. We're going to get the show moving with the Yellow Stitches and Tale of a Fat Fucking Retard. All right, everybody, that was the Yellow Stitches right there. Andrew Bedlam on the mic. We got the Pogo crew here with me. We got that crusty fuck Josh, Sean Bedlam, Marls.
We got fucking Gavin.
Took you a minute, but dropping the name, remembering.
And then we got Mike and Melissa.
Mike Luke.
We're already taking helium.
The helium has already been broken out, if you have not noticed. That is Marley.
Yeah, we're all huffing like 60% helium. Like
I got a can of duster 40. Over here. It's the first time I
ever bought it. We don't want to go down that road today.
It for its intended use. Because at my job, I got a bunch of sand in the charger portion of my phone, and it wouldn't charge. So I actually bought this with the hope of using it properly.
With actually the proper using way. Yeah. Dude, what its intended it uses.
Not getting fucked
to
up
to get high on.
Dude, rest in peace, Nick. But Nick almost killed Sean and I when he huffed air duster in the car.
Driving?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That sounds like some shit we did when we were kids.
No, I don't remember him always killing us.
We were coming down towards 13th Street, and Nick took like a Nick was in the middle, and like there was two people, like two girls in the back, and there was like Nick in the middle. You were driving, and I was in the passenger front. And anyway, Nick takes a big hit of Dusto and goes off, and he grabbed the steering wheel and tried to...
I remember that.
So what happened? You grabbed the steering wheel?
He grabbed the steering wheel, and like we like swerved into like the other side or something. I forget. Something
I remember
like
when Sean got into three...
tried to like kill us.
Sean got into three fender benders in one day. Three and Zach flat out were like, Sean, you're not driving anymore. We're doing this. He hit... One of them was a parked car, and the other two were legitimate people driving.
Oh, man.
Three in one day. Three accidents in one day. But it's
Were you sober? That's the question.
Probably not. No. That was like
I know for a fact.
That was like 15 years ago.
We were never sober. That's how I know for a fact we were not sober. And not to mention, Gavin, one of the times we were flat out leaving a drug deal and Sean got into
yes,
a car accident.
Yes, we were.
Oh,
the
best time
we
were do
pulling
it,
out
know?
Of the parking lot and Marley's dropping microphones. But yeah,
your
now it's kind of just all one big haze, which brings us to our next track, getting you guys some of that new Wheels top 10 super hits. Haze. Shit's awesome.
Getting older, I'm getting fatter. I'm still broke at the bottom of the ladder. I still drink more than I should. My friends are dying on the turning into tweakers. We're still doing the best we can, but this ain't your father's promise.
All right, that was new from the Wheels. I think that shit is awesome. So the top 10 super hits. It's got a couple of the re-records on
it. I like
it.
That song.
It's
that
got a couple re-records,
good.
So it's got like 7 new tracks, and all 7 are pretty fucking kick-ass. That one's my favorite, though. Haze.
Nice. Yeah, I like that song. That was pretty good.
Pretty good, pretty good. Was that the first time you heard it?
Yeah, it's the first time I ever heard anything off the new Wheels.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What about
good,
you, Marley? Have you heard the new Wheels besides just now?
No, but I was pretty fucking excited for their Oxymoron fucking tribute to come out. But I, like, never fucking actually, like, sat down and listened to the Wheels. But, like, fucking Gordy is in that band, right?
Yeah.
And Tony fucking...
And
like, all the Tulsa Steve. People.
Steve
and,
from the Potato Pirates is in there, too.
Yeah.
Super band.
All right, but yeah, so go
yeah,
check
shit.
That shit out. It's up on Spotify. And why don't we stick? You were just talking about Gory. Is it Gory or Gordy? Who's who?
It's
Gordy.
Gordy. Gordy. And Gory is from another band.
Gordy, that's like English Gord, like from
bad English,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's... Okay, but what I'm saying is there's somebody else with a similar name
there's
and something else.
There's another, like, older...
I
want to
say
I'm
yes.
I'm talking about Gordy Carbone from The Forgotten. That's who I'm talking about.
There's
okay.
a fucking but photo of both Gords from Pond yes. Bowling last year. And they're like, oh my God, English Gord. Oh my...
Oh my! I like your voice. Whose voices are you imitating there?
That was Gordy's. That was English Gord.
English Gord. All right, well, we're going to get to the bad English with some Glory Days.
From hometown here to Rumble, rock and roll, we're for your kids and searching for our soul. Now getting older and I'll never forget, every time, every place, every person we met, let's go! Living like pirates, don't ask why. Still waking up, never on time.
comes back in, doesn't it? I can't. Oh, there you are. Yeah. Say that again now.
So yeah, fucking this summer, talk right again. Before I came here, when I was living out of my car and driving around, I was fucking driving around Denver, blasting the Bad Angers, trying to find the fish and chips restaurant.
Local boys.
Yeah.
Come on, Christine.
Wildlife, apparently, it's coming on. Right, that was Wildlife. Just before that, we were talking about the Bad English, and Andrew accidentally let the songs keep playing.
Way to cut me off.
I know, we just didn't
want
to hear Marley.
I was
going
to say something, but I didn't want there to just be like,
But what we did, we got these little mini stab stickers here that are perfect for like the back of your cell phone. I've been giving them out to everybody for free. They're only like fucking 2 inches, but they're pretty awesome. It's got the band playing in an alleyway.
Wait, like 2 inches?
And we're
like
handing them all out up here. And 2 inches like Josh's penis.
No, like your dick.
Oh, yeah.
I said it first.
Oh, I got three of them. Nice.
Yeah, so did I. And, no, you're not special, yeah, Sean.
If you guys run into me, come hit me up. We got the big stickers for $1. And then I got these little free ones that go perfect on your cell phone. So you guys should come slap one of them on there. And you should come see us August 27th in Connecticut.
August.
With the April? April 27th. With the Lost Riots and White Trash and other people, we'll call them. Free show. So if you're up there, go check it out. Also, you can come see us with Blank 77 at Marley and Gavin's wedding after party at the Jacksonian, June 22nd, right?
June 22nd.
June 22nd.
C21 or don't come.
There you go. Three, what?
21 up.
Oh, I thought you, I'm fucked up. I totally, I'm not even going to.
She clearly said B21 or don't come.
I thought she changed the date. I thought she said it's 21, like, because it's the 22nd.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
and then I thought she
definitely still the 22nd.
We went way over your head for that.
I'm very, very lost.
Changed the dates. We thought we'd announce that you guys are actually playing a different day on Pogo to keep you on your feet.
There you go, just to make sure everything.
And then closer to the date, we're going to change it back to the original date just to fuck with you even more.
There you go. Why not? Why not? I have a feeling that that might fuck up some of the bands if that happens.
Oh, no, just you, Andrew.
Just me. Just me. But, yeah, so it's Blanks, Stabs, Parasitics, Anti-Citizen, and Despised New Jersey. We got 5 Jersey bands playing at the Nazareth Jacksonian.
In Pennsylvania, yeah. Of course.
So come check that shit out. In the meantime, let's check out some Submachine with the Beer song.
I like beer.
Well, I love drinking beer. I hope that you do too. Well, I love drinking beer. Not drinking nothing new. Early in the morning, early afternoon,
That one's for Pat Society and the rest of Battalion Zoska. You guys can hear Pat on a November episode, 3-hour long episode with some of the Drugettes. But yeah, Battalion Zoska, always doing that song. You drinking beer? What kind of beer are you drinking?
I am drinking Yingling.
Yingling.
No PBR.
Years, actually.
You've been drinking it for 190 years?
I've been
years?
Drinking it for 190 years.
Damn, son.
How old does that make you?
Yeah, you look good for your age.
Yeah.
You don't look a day over 100.
Thank you.
I myself am drinking some Captain and Coke.
It's a good drink.
Coke. What else is everybody else drinking? Talking about the beer song.
I'm just drinking Captain.
Just straight Captain?
Straight Captain.
Fucking Marley's got that green thumb going on at the moment. We about to partake in some of that lovely Pennsylvania medical marijuana. That is so awesome.
It's fucking awesome. Coming from fucking Southern California, I was incredibly impressed with your guys' fucking shit out
there. It's your shit now, too.
So is it better out there or is it better back
here?
It really depends on the way you look at it, because out there's a lot of strains that we don't have here, but they still have a lot of the stuff that we know, and it's all just as good, you know?
Okay,
it really depends on how you look at it.
Answer I was expecting.
But what about, but now that it's all legal, though, I mean, we could get, I don't know this for sure, but Pennsylvania can get the exact same, we could buy it from the exact same
eventually
place in California, right?
Eventually, we'll have all the same stuff, but as of right now, it's starting very small.
Because I do know some brands that are bigger, like the Triple X fucking tips, those were real big, like, you don't know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Seem real popular. I seen people told me they had those in California and we have them here.
Right.
But I don't know about
like
other
your
ones.
Brands of wax and shit like that and most of your cartridges I've never fucking heard of.
Most of
like
the brands
the dispensary out there
around here is Moxie. I like that shit.
Yeah,
the wax,
a lot
it's
of
all
the
Moxie,
stuff that's
the
going
company.
On here is going to be pretty much made and like produced in the area. Locally. That's how a lot of the places are doing it. You know, Colorado started locally and then when they expanded to all the other states, they were all doing it locally too. Yeah. And that's
actually,
probably how Pennsylvania is going to keep it. So.
I actually passed like the van literally said mobile store on it. It was a fucking weed van. Like I passed it on the highway.
Awesome.
Like
that
the other
is
day.
Pretty legit. Mobile store is that like a pop up bookstore? You know, pop up libraries or something like that. You know?
Files and all over the fucking thing. It was nuts. Like I was like, Jesus Christ. Like
yeah,
3 years ago, you never would have like.
Dreamt of, yeah.
of seeing that, yeah, you know what
now.
I mean?
Most places deliver now, like in recreational states.
Well,
like
you were a delivery girl,
deliver.
Right?
Yeah.
Marley was
like,
a delivery girl.
And when I was
like out there legal to deliver fucking medical weed, like I was doing it when it was only medical before they passed the law for recreational. And like once fucking recreational started, you can't deliver that shit. You have to go to a storefront. They can't sell it past 9 p.m. There's going to be like a lot of rules and a lot of shit. They
it's better
get
than going to county
it
for it. It's better than
absolutely.
Going to county.
Like honestly, they kind of have an advantage out there because of the fucking weather. You know what I mean? So like everything can be outgrown all year long, and they don't really have a fucking issue with it. And here, you guys have like snow and like all this other shit, which stops.
See,
nice
we at the corner store, I bought some of the CBG fucking Icy Hot, right? That shit kicks ass, by the way. Like, I gave some to my dad. He was like, oh, this shit's good. But anyway, the girl goes, yo, you know we got Bud now, right? And I was like, what? And she was like, it's 3%. I'm like, what? What you got, like light beer? But regardless, at the corner store, we can buy 3% THC marijuana. It's like the High Time shit almost. Like it's bud in a jar, but it's only 3%, and they're selling it at the corner legally.
That's not really going to do much for
you. I know, but it's still.
I mean, if you
want
to smoke for
I
the
smoke
flavor.
Wax. I'm not going to smoke light weed. I'm just saying it's cool that it's available.
I mean, maybe as an alternative for cigarettes, you know, to smoke like 3% marijuana.
Let's call it a step in the right direction.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Is it weird that when I saw on the van though, when it said mobile store, like I immediately thought of like a taco truck? Like it just,
I mean,
it just
normally
it just drives through neighborhoods and just it opens up the fucking side door and like let me get
everything.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, let's get these people some music. Our girl, LCJ, ain't been here in a minute, but we'll play this one for her. Here's Skinheads Rule, okay? Yeah. The Templars.
You can see by the birds that I wear. We're going to keep the tracks rolling with Class of 04, the Chernobyl Babies. Chernobyl Babies, Class of 04. Hope
little
you guys,
homage to the Discogs right there.
Yes, yes.
I like that.
Hope you guys enjoying the show. If you are, check out our Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Also, you can hit up that Stabs Facebook, facebook.com/TheSDABS. And Mike, what's the Diamond Dogs? facebook.com/DiamondDogs?
Yeah, something like that. You know, like we, yeah, with something
a Z.
Like that.
Diamond Dogs with a Z. So, yeah, check that shit out. Also, some other local shows going on. Like I said, the Stabs are playing in Connecticut April 27th, but you locals can catch the Parasitics and FOD at the Alternative Gallery on April 27th. Also, April 6th, the Undead Nihilistics and Parasitics at the Jacksonian in Nazareth. So, hope to see you guys at all these shows. I think we're going to wrap this first one up at a half hour right here, and we'll be right back with a fresh episode and the whole crew right after we get to the Street Brats with I Believe in Nothing.